Ladies and gentlemen, we told you on Friday that there is an etiquette class. Beaumont Etiquette is teaching etiquette classes to millennials because the socialization skills are lacking because so much of social interaction is done digitally. Joining us right now to talk about this is the founder of Beaumont Etiquette. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show, Micah Meyer. How are you, Micah?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you. Good morning.
Where is Beaumont Etiquette located?
We are located in Columbus Circle, which is in the center of Manhattan, just by Central Park.
Yes, not too far from Trump Tower. So you've got protests all the time in your neighborhood.
I do.
Now, with that said, talk to us about specifically where the idea came from and what problems are you addressing?
Sure. So essentially, the idea came a few years ago when I was actually still living in London and kind of was learning etiquette on my own kind of accord and thought, wait a second, there's got to be something that's international that, you know, as etiquette sort of evolves, kind of evolves with it. So modern approach to etiquette. So I opened up the company in London and then brought it to New York. So we've been here for almost 2.5 years. And essentially, it's addressing the problem of now that we are so glued to our phones and all of our devices, we're losing these soft skills that, you know, once upon a time were just sort of normal in terms of development, both socially and professionally.
This kind of started almost as a joke when we used to talk about how people would break up with a text or a tweet. But
right.
We're actually seeing this, and part of it is the safety filter of interacting. There's a safety filter of interacting digitally as opposed to actually confronting somebody face-to-face in life.
Right. No, this is true, and a lot of people hide behind that. We give a dating etiquette class here, and you know we get questions like, "So what happens when I get ghosted? What happens?" I mean, it's literally modern problems in terms of electronic devices and what to do when that happens to you. So it is a common and even I think more increasing problem that we see every day for sure.
We're talking with Micah Meyer, who is the founder of Beaumont Etiquette. Their website, by the way, is beaumontetiquette.com. So who signs a millennial up for this? Is it the parents or does somebody reach a certain point where they realize that they're struggling in what way that they need help?
So believe it or not, 100% of our students that have signed up this year have all signed up themselves. So at one point that was not the case, and slowly it's become almost it's almost I want to say cool again. It's something that people are excited to learn. They realize it's our kind of demographic, our people who know they have a lot to learn. So at one time it was, you know, other people encouraging them, the families or businesses to sign up, and now 100% of our students come on their own accord and really want to learn what we have to teach.
What is the number one issue you see with the people that come there?
I would say they walk in, and I observe it almost every time, and they don't know what to do. They're in this class, a group class of 30 people, and the first thing they do is they take out their phones. They look down. They come across as shy or unapproachable. But really, it's, you know, that's what we say. When you come into a room, the first thing you do is put your phone away. Make eye contact, learn those soft skills, shake a hand, have open, approachable body language. So a lot of it is just really kind of the basics that we don't have as much of a, you know, an opportunity to use anymore. So we're just forgetting how to do those things.
And there's obvious, real world implications, because despite the fact that maybe in the millennial world this is quite a few years ago, I was in a meeting once with a guy who never stopped looking at his phone throughout the entire meeting.
Yes.
He had the phone down and was scrolling through either text messages or email. I don't know what he was
looking at. Facebook.
I was kind of shocked by it. I was shocked to see.
Well, it's so rude.
And, you know, this is a person who's been in the business world for a long time and obviously had some success. But everybody in the room, the only thing we saw was the top of his head.
Exactly. And this is the core.
Wasn't a millennial either, by the way, I'd like to point out. Not a millennial.
Right, right, which is even, I guess, more surprising. But really, all I say is in a situation like that, he is not thinking. He's not being considerate of someone else's time. And that essentially is what etiquette is and what we teach, which is about being kind and respectful and considerate to everyone around you and to put others first. So kind of everything we teach goes back to those sort of roots of what etiquette really is. But that gentleman in that moment really was thinking only of himself and not your time. So we kind of go through all of those basics as well.
You know, it's interesting. When I was a kid growing up, you know, I grew up in the South, but my dad always said, you look somebody in the eye when you say hello, you shake your hand, you give a firm handshake, which I still have today. People still comment, wow, you have a firm handshake. And I'm like, that's what my dad taught me. Does anybody come into your class and say, you know, these are just things I didn't learn from my parents?
Yes, all the time now. And it's, I always say though, no matter what you did or didn't learn growing up, as an adult, it's up to you to take it into your own.
Amen.
And so knowing that and knowing that there is a class that can help you with this, I always say people come in, they might not have the confidence or they might not have just the understanding or the education, which is maybe not even their fault. But now it's up to you to change that. So there is a class now that you can come in. And you leave and you know everything from how to introduce yourself, how to introduce others, to how to, you know, write a proper email, how to shake a hand, eye contact, body language, and even dining. We always end with dining, so formal dining etiquette skills.
BeaumontEtiquette.com, you plan on franchising around the country?
Interesting you might say that. We actually, in 2018, are hopefully coming to Los Angeles. So
wow.
We will, yeah, so please stay tuned. And hopefully we'll see you out there soon.
Yeah, well, we got a bunch of slobs out here. We could use some help. All right. Hey, thanks so much, Micah. Appreciate it. Micah Meyer, who is the founder of the Beaumont Etiquette School.